Hey, it's another friggin' podcast to drone on in the background while you do whatever it is that you do. The Daily Podcast is what we call it. DeBella Show, Thursday morning, April 28th. We started out by talking danger on a golf course. Big dogs of classic rock will be roaming our yard here on the weekend. We hit the phones today to hear about things that you were wrong about, but can now freely admit it and appreciate what you once hated. Song Stories featured Chicago. The Who is on tour. We got another update on that. And comedian Joe Bartnick made his show debut today. Here's the proof. It's the Daily Podcast.
A lot ahead of us in a brand new comic. Somebody who's never been on the show before, yeah. Joe Bartnick. This guy's usually opening up for Bill Burr, right?
Yeah, he also toured with Lisa Lampanelli.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Not
her. I remember her.
I haven't heard vaguely. From Lisa in a long time. You know, she's out of comedy.
Yeah, she retired, right?
She retired. Okay. She just said she when all of the woke stuff started happening around her.
Oh yeah.
Screw this noise.
She's not made
I'm
for
not
this
doing
era
this anymore. Yeah. Right, and just bowed out. But she worked for years. She was a writer for years for Rolling Stone magazine and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Oh, really?
Stuff. Yeah. A writer and an editor. So so she's got more than enough to fall back on, along with a successful comedy career that more than likely paid for those two or three houses that I know she owns.
Oh.
Okay. I wouldn't want the morning to go by without giving you a golf story, Dave.
Hit me.
All right. This is Delray Beach, Florida. All right. 15th hole at Kings Point Course. Cops arrived at the scene and found 64-year-old Herbert Merritt lying on the ground with a gunshot wound in his left ankle.
Wait, what?
All right. Right. Allegedly, 74-year-old Robert Levine took issue with the fact that Merritt was walking his dog on the golf course and a verbal altercation started. Right. What got worse was Levine is accused of opening fire on Merritt as he was running away.
Oh,
and it didn't
Lord.
End there. Witnesses say they also saw Levine kick Merritt in the head and beat him with a golf club.
Wow.
First of all, who packs a gun
wow.
in their bag? I don't think I've ever, you know, been carrying
yeah.
on the course.
Right.
Is there a pocket for that?
The
guy was 64 that got shot?
The guy was 64 who got shot. It was a 74-year-old guy who shot him.
What yeah. on earth is going on in Florida?
The guy who got shot is recovering non-threatening injuries. As far as Levine is concerned, attempted murder. And by the way, the dog's okay.
Oh, good.
All right.
How was your round today? Oh, I shot a 64. You're old.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
102.9 MGK.
We will be doing the big dogs of classic rock this weekend. Mm-hmm. Speaking of dogs, yes, a great response to the mayor of Dogville. We got nearly 50 candidates already.
Good.
If you want your dog to be mayor of Dogville, maybe walk away with a $500 Concord Pet Food and Supply gift card. Well, just go to WMGK.com and give us a picture of your dog. It takes a little while. It has to be monitored, and we make sure we're not getting any nasty photos up on the site, right? But so when you don't see it pop up immediately, don't worry. It will, all right? But if your dog is the mayor of Dogville, you walk away with that $500 gift card. You get paraded around the dog walk, and obviously you need to be at the dog walk on the 14th of May.
I got an email yesterday. Sorry to cut you off because
okay,
it goes along with the posting the photos. Somebody tried to do it on the app. Doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
Go to the website.
Yeah, you
got to
go to the website. Right. Anyway, we can on the app. We can't even send pictures to our text board.
Right.
You can't send anything other than a text to our text board. So, but it's the big dogs of classic rock weekend. I mean, all weekend long, it's the ones that rule the yard. I'm sort of curious.
Yeah.
All right. We're gonna do this weekend. If you had to pin down the number one, if you had to say this is no one song says classic rock more than this one song, this is the classic rock, the epitome of classic rock, what song would you go with?
Probably Led Zeppelin Rock and Roll off the top of my head.
You go Rock and Roll?
Right off the top. Yep.
All right. What about you?
I would say Back in Black.
Back in Black.
No, that's
all right.
Good too.
I'm with Dave with Led Zeppelin, but I just in case we all came up with the same answer, I wrote mine down before I asked this.
Uh-oh.
Stairway.
Oh, sure.
Stairway's really got to be it.
It's got it all.
It's really
got
to be it. Right?
Yeah,
so,
probably.
So this weekend, well, you'll probably hear Stairway and a host of others as we do the big dogs of classic rock.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
We've all been, as rare as it is even for myself, we've all been wrong from once in a while.
Sure.
All right, time to time, we're wrong.
Right. What you are that, you, Kristen? Time to time.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, hon. Lisa, I know you're just getting up, but you might want to just accept the fact that there is a possibility sometimes you're wrong. Now, but we're all wrong about something. All right. And, yeah. Sometimes it's people. Sometimes it's life. It could be any one of a number of things. What are you willing to admit that you were wrong on? You changed your ways because. Oh, man.
How much time we got? I got a list. I got a list. This just popped into my head immediately. Is I was wrong about watching golf. We used to make fun of my dad all the time. Now, what are you watching this for? This is so boring. This is stupid.
Really?
Oh, it's amazing. I love watching golf. I mean, this was all the way up into my 20s. We're like, Dad, why are you watching this? This is so stupid. Oh, there's nothing better than sitting down on the couch.
At the Masters on 18.
Golf. Right.
Amazing. I was so wrong.
Okay. All right.
So wrong.
What about you?
Mine has to do with something that I appreciate now. I just had it last night for dinner. Sushi.
Sushi?
Thought sushi was the biggest pompous flex that people would just say, oh, I love sushi, just to sound cultured and worldly and important, and I hated it. I never tried it.
Right.
But I was like, how could it possibly be good? It's raw fish.
Right.
It's seaweed. It's like the booger of the ocean, essentially. And then I tried it and was like, oh, damn. This is banging. I'll have another roll, please, and another, and another.
That's what I mean. I mean, there are certain things that you will dig in on,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and you realize, oh my God, I was so wrong about this. I know the three of us have spoken about this, right? But you want to talk about boogers? The boogers of the vegetable world have got to be Brussels sprouts.
Oh yeah.
And I honestly believe that I never even had a Brussels sprout, but I hated them. For a couple of reasons. One is they looked really weird in the store.
Yeah, they do.
Right? They look really strange in the store. And then there were always these, I don't know if it was a joke or it was a scene in the movie, but there was always this like, eat your Brussels sprouts, and no kid wanted to eat them. Right? So I avoided them my whole life.
Yeah, they get a bad rap.
And sometime when I was in like my 40s, right, couldn't have even been my 50s, right, I came across Brussels sprouts that were made like just out of this world. Mm-hmm. I see them on a menu now. Yes, Brussels sprouts.
Yeah,
yes.
Roasted, garlic.
So
roasted garlic. Roasted garlic, little bacon. Yep. Oh, my God.
Salt, pepper.
Well, when they bring them out in that little frying pan.
My come-to-Jesus moment for Brussels sprouts was like 5 years ago at a restaurant.
Really?
Yeah. Amazing. Amazing.
All right. So what's it for you? What are you willing to admit you were wrong about? It could be a food. It could be a person. I'll give you a person example. Ricky Blatstein, who was a club owner here in Philadelphia. Everything I heard about this guy was just like, oh, he's terrible. You don't want to work with this guy. You know, make a long story short, ended up being one of my best friends in the world.
Oh, wow.
One of the greatest guys to work for. And, you know, it's just one of those things, you know, there are some people who just like are just going to, you know, going to hate because the haters are going to hate.
Right.
You know, but I met Ricky and became like the best of friends. All right. So what's it for you? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. You were wrong, and you're more than willing to admit it. Question at hand this morning, number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. We were talking about this earlier, about things that you were wrong about and that you've changed your ways because of them. Steve is television golf, right?
Watching golf. I have another one.
Oh, you got another
one? And it's the opposite. I was wrong that I thought there was no way they could ruin the ending of Game of Thrones, and boy, did they do it. That season was terrible. I was wrong about those writers. Horrible.
Dave's going with sushi,
right,
and mine was Brussels sprouts, right? And, you know, and it's something like for whatever odd reason you were against it, and then all of a sudden, you know, the doors opened up, the light shined down from above, and you realize, oh, this is really damn good, right? And Brussels sprouts being one of them. And now there is an opposite. I was talking about my friend Ricky Blatstein, mm-hmm. and for the longest time this was you know, back in the MMR days, and he was trying to, you know, hook up with me to do some stuff, and everybody told me these terrible stories about him. Now avoid this guy. When I finally met him, I was like, this guy's the nicest man on the planet.
Yeah,
I love this guy.
That happens with celebrities a lot too.
Yeah, you know, but it also happens the other way around.
Sure.
I'm really good at picking bad people to be friends with. You know, so, and on those, I'm more than willing to admit when I'm wrong. But what is it for you? It could be anything. It could be food. It could be friendships. It could be cars. Whatever it is, what were you wrong about and you're willing to admit it and you've changed your ways because of it? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK.
know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Chicago, who obviously started out as the Chicago Transit Authority and then got sued by the Chicago Transit Authority and changed their name to Chicago. When that first album came out, does anybody really know what time it is and beginnings from that album? All right, they were huge hits on the radio. They really didn't get all that far as hit records were concerned, right? Until the second Chicago album came out and they started getting hits off of that, right? And people realized, oh, wait, these are the same bands. And all of a sudden, those first two songs, right, started rising up the charts again. And both of them got to number 7 on the Billboard charts. And Walt Parizader, who was the saxophonist for the band for the longest time, the last time we spoke to him, we asked him about Beginnings and what that was all about. And here's what Walt had to say.
Beginnings is a Robert Lamb song. It was written for a girl, and a real cute girl at the time, I remember. It seems like yesterday. And we still play it in concert today. It goes over, and it's a lot of fun to play.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
We got about 22 days till Who Are In Town. We were looking at that list the other day. Hang on, let me see. Find that set list.
What
was that, Monday, Steve?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Monday. Wow, it's still back there.
Yeah, it's still here.
It's back there. Are you kidding me? Look at the piles that are back there.
Mondays from 2021 back there?
Yeah.
So... the Who are touring with an orchestra again. This is a lot like the concert that we had at Citizens Bank Park.
Right.
All right. So they come out with the orchestra and they play Overture, It's a Boy, 1921, Amazing Journey, Sparks, The Acid Queen, Pinball Wizard, We're Not Gonna Take It, Who Are You, Eminence Front, Imagine a Man, Hero, Ground Zero, and Join Together. That's all with the orchestra. And then they switch to a band only set, which is Substitute, The Seeker, I Can See for Miles, The Kids Are All Right, Won't Get Fooled Again, which is done as an acoustic song with Pete and Roger, and then Behind Blue Eyes. Then the orchestra returns for Ball and Chain, The Real Me, I'm One, 515, The Rock, Love Rain or Me, and Bob O'Reilly.
I thought I saw a story maybe in that same story that you have, that Roger was saying that you really need to see Pete before he hangs it up.
Yeah. Oh,
that's what Roger was saying.
Roger will never hang it up.
Sure.
Yeah, and part of that is because Pete has so much more money than Roger.
All the songwriting.
All right. Yeah. All the songwriting is Pete's. So.
Pete never wants to go on tour.
Right.
But Roger never wants to do a new album.
Well, I always found it really shocking. I mean, I remember Pete telling me, you know, one time about how much he hates being on stage. Right. It's not something that. Yeah. Although the funniest thing he ever said to me is, I was sitting at a show at the. I guess it was the Waterfront Pavilion, which was the BB&T Pavilion, which was the Tweeter Center. So the East Center, right, exactly. And we're there, and I was in like the third or fourth row. And after the show, right, I'm backstage, and Pete comes out to me and says, I saw in the audience, did you see me say hi? And I went, what? And he says, yeah, he says, I said hi to you from the stage. I said, I didn't hear you say. He said, no, I didn't say anything. He said, I saw you and I nodded.
It's like a scene from Curb.
I was like, I'm supposed to know that was it? That was the way you did this? Oh yeah, that was the way.
In the sea of 20,000 people.
Oh, man, I got to tell you. I love the guy, but that was one of the silliest things I had ever heard. Telling that story earlier about Pete Townsend, all right, and how he nodded at me on stage, and I was supposed to know that was a hello. Somebody texted in and said, John, I just heard your Pete say a nod hello story. Probably 10 years ago, I saw you at Micro Center in St. David's. I was walking in, I was walking to check out as you were walking toward the exit. I glanced at you, and then I said to myself, hey, that's JDB, right? Guess the look on my face gave it away because you looked at me, and you nodded and went on, and walked out. I said, okay, well, nod is as good as a wink to a blind horse. All right, but there you go. We've got the Money Man coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Comedian Joe Bartnick is going to be here. He's joining us for the very first time. He will be here at 8:10. But the question at hand today is, you were wrong. I mean, what were you willing to admit you were wrong about? And I'm not talking about, like, relationship stuff or stuff like that, right? Steve went with...
What did I go with? Oh, watching golf on TV.
Watching golf on TV.
I blanked because I had a second. Right. Yeah.
And right. I went with sushi.
You went with sushi?
Yeah, I thought it was pompous. I didn't realize it was delicious.
Yeah, yeah. And I, God, I loved it. I remember that the first time you go for sushi is like, all right.
It's an event.
Right. What am I in for?
Right.
And you realize, wow, this is really good. Right. Even, I mean, Lisa, who is a very picky eater, likes sushi. Actually, what Lisa likes is horseradish, because there's no way that she ever tastes the fish with the amount of horseradish and soy sauce that she puts on her sushi. And for me, it was Brussels sprouts.
Right.
All right. You know, everything when I was a kid said, don't eat those. Look at them. Look at them in the grocery store. They're on a stick. Who eats a vegetable that comes on a stick?
Yeah, they got such a bad rap.
Right?
Just got to cook them right.
And then, and it was always these movies and TV shows, eat your Brussels sprouts, mm-hmm. and the kid didn't want to eat them. So I always figured, now, these are terrible. And then sometime in my 40s, maybe even later, I had them cooked right. And it was like, exactly. Oh, my God, these are the greatest. So let's go to the phones. We got a bunch of people lined up. We'll start out with Peter here. Good morning, Peter. How you doing?
Good morning.
So, Peter, what were you wrong about?
I was wrong about, you know, when I, you know, travel places and not wanting to go at times. But then, you know, over the many years, I've appreciated it more and more.
So were you one of those people? Because my wife's one. My wife is not a traveler.
And, really?
And when she gets someplace, she complains that it's not like it is as it is at home. And I'm like, uh-huh. That's the whole point of traveling.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Have a good morning.
You too. I love your show always and listen to you every morning.
Well, thank you so much, Peter. Have a great day. Chris, what about yourself, right? Something that you were out and out wrong about. What is it?
Hazy IPAs.
Nice. I'm glad he learned.
Yeah, it took a while. I was fighting tooth and nail, but I finally gave in and I was totally wrong.
What was the reasoning on your hatred for it before or dislike of it?
You know, I think it was because, like the sushi thing. Like, everybody's like, oh, it's great, oh, it's great. I said, like, they can't possibly be that good. And you know what? They're that good.
Yep. Agreed.
Okay, Ed, what about yourself? What were you wrong about?
Peas.
Yeah,
when I was a young kid, I abhorred them. And one time we went out to a farm, we started picking them, you know, fresh peas right off the pod.
You had them raw, and that's what turned you? That's a bizarre turn.
Well, you know what? Now I'm cooking them in, you know, pea and ham soup.
How often do you have peas?
Probably at least once a month.
Well, you're making up for me, because I'll never eat
never.
One.
Yeah, never.
I pee it up. I'm with you. I'm with you, bro.
The only time I'll have them is if it's in, like, a carbonara.
Yeah, right. A chicken pot pie.
Yeah, shepherd's pie.
Sure, of course.
That's fine. Yeah. That's fine, right?
Never as a side dish. Never
a side dish. And surprisingly, Dave eats them.
Yeah, right? I'll spoon it right off the high chair.
It's hard to find a food group that Dave doesn't eat. Have a good morning. Oh, my God, we have a woman who's willing to admit she was wrong about something. Hiya, Tina.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, so what were you wrong about?
I'm definitely wrong when it comes to needing closed captioning.
So you've hit that hearing age, huh?
You know what? I just don't understand Kevin Brannon, whatever his name is. He's Irish, I think.
Oh, Kevin Brannon.
And, him.
Kenneth Brannon.
You guys couldn't understand him. You don't even know his name.
Right. He's in great movies, but I can't understand what he's saying. And my husband and I, we watch a lot of series on PBS. And I always say, oh, you don't need that on. But guess what? A whole hour goes by. I don't know
what they're talking about.
Do you guys find yourself distracted, though, watching closed captioning where you're not watching the show, you're watching the words?
You know what? I find myself, right, especially like with British television shows.
Sure.
Right, it is easier to have the closed captioning on. And I find that after a while, you begin to be able to watch the show again.
Yeah, at first it's murky.
It takes some time.
Yeah, okay. I'm with you on that.
Right. It doesn't work with Japanese movies.
Okay.
Of course. Oh, no.
Come on, Paul. How you doing?
Hey, John. How's it going, buddy?
It's going great. All right. So what are you willing to admit you were wrong about?
I never appreciated how good a band Def Leppard was
until
I got older. Until I got older.
Thank God you came around. All right. What was the turnaround point for you?
You guys did a couple of interviews, and they talked about the background of Pour Some Sugar on Me and Animal and stuff like that. And I saw them get instilled in the Hall of Fame, and I'm like, all of a sudden I went, wow, these guys are good. I never realized. Wow.
So our ISO booth with Def Lepp and then our interview with Phil Collins post those ISO booth songs is what turned you around.
Yeah, it just, all of a sudden you almost get to know them a little better and go, these guys got it together, and I really appreciate what they do.
No, they are a great band, and, you know, I might as well tell you now, Joe Elliott is going to be on the show next week.
I'll be listening every day, my friend.
There's a new album, and it's really good, and, well, we'll talk to him about that now that we're done talking to you, and I guess it's time for us to play some Def Leppard.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
It's his first time in the studio with us, and is this your first time in Philly as well, or?
No, I've been in Philly a few times. First, thanks for having me, John. This is awesome.
I should say that Joe Bartnick is here now.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I love helium. You come out, you feel like a wrestler. Uh-huh. The crowd just goes nuts. I feel like Flair at Starrcade. I was here for the All-In Tour, me and Verzi a few years ago. Uh-huh. It was just amazing. Yeah.
Verzi? I haven't spoken to Verzi in ages.
Oh, he's my man. I call him Santa Claus. Uh-huh. Like, how can you hate Santa? He's the best. Anytime he shows up, it's just fun.
All right.
We have the best time.
So you were in town. So you've been at Helium before with Verzi.
Yeah. Oh, we did the All-In Tour together like 4 or 5 years ago, or maybe longer. Bill Burr put his favorite openers together, called it the All-In Tour. So me and Verzi became best friends. We did like 30 cities in the whole summer, and it was all a blast. And he surprised me at my special the other night. He showed up. I'm like, oh, my God, Santa Claus is here.
What, is everybody in your life Santa Claus?
Verzi. Okay. Verzi, no.
Right. No, oh, no. I thought you were referring to Burr.
Yeah, I know. Burr is God. Everything's like, he's the Big Bang Theory. I didn't have many things before him, and now I have a lot of stuff.
And you're a Yunzer.
I'm from Pittsburgh, yes, but I will say I prefer Wawa.
Okay,
over Sheetz.
All right. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
The sandwiches are killer. The first time I was years ago, my brother-in-law lives here, and he's like, "I'm gonna go get us some sandwiches." I go, "Cool. Where are you going?" And he goes, "Right there." I go, "That's a gas station." But they were delicious. Let me get to be kidding me. He just had like maitre d's at the gas station.
Married, single?
I'm married still. Right. Yeah, I don't know how much longer.
Still?
Yeah. The over under. I'm on 20 years now. Take the under on 21.
All right, kids?
One daughter. She's almost 18.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I hope she's a lesbian.
You don't want to deal with boys?
No. Not at all. I know me.
Being in a house with two women, who do you argue with more, your wife or your daughter, especially a teenage daughter?
Oh, my wife constantly.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
About the teenage daughter?
Yeah, like if you're in a relationship and you're arguing and you don't have any kids, get out now. What are you arguing about? Like what's on television? And then my daughter always argues with my wife. It's just my wife is just the center of constant arguing.
She's the catalyst for
yes,
all of
exactly.
it.
Yes, exactly. Just the center. And then both my dogs are women, too. I'm surrounded by four ladies.
Wow.
Yeah, I think my period syncs up as well. I'm getting menopausal. Like, what's his hot flash? Oh, my God.
Every 28 days, he has a nice week.
It's like I binge chocolate. Watch my stories.
Speaking of chocolate, let me get this straight. You were over 300 pounds?
I stepped off the scale at 295 in almost tears.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah. And my sister, who's, you know, people think I'm a ball buster. My sister is the most evil Italian girl ball buster in the world. She goes, "You're walking like a fat person." Like I had to sway. And so I did it, and I lost about 80 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Now you got to explain something to me. You just said you're Italian sister.
Yeah.
Your last name is
Bartnick. Yeah, I'm 50% Italian and 50% mutt.
Okay. All right. So mom's Italian.
Mom's Italian.
Oh, okay.
My dad's like five different white guys.
Really?
Yeah, exactly.
Mom was busy.
Yeah, poor Ange.
So what was the most drastic thing that happened to you other than needing an entire new wardrobe? Losing that much weight?
I still wear the same crappy clothes, John. They just hang off me. The most interesting thing was, well, I had a heart attack, which I would have died if I would have still been fat. I actually kind of lost it before a heart attack.
Right.
I just started doing the Stairmaster, the old school, like at the mall.
Right.
Stairmaster.
Right.
And the first day I did like 5 minutes on level two, and I got up to 30 minutes on level 12.
Wow.
And it sucks, but that's the only thing that works.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know. You put on your music, you put on your rock and roll, and just play some Iron Maiden and get through the day. And then you're done. Like, you know, that's it. You don't have to do anything else. Like, you're done.
All right.
And starving myself and being angry.
I know that one. I know that one. I've been on a diet for the past couple of months, and my wife turns to me and says, "You are losing so much weight everywhere except where I see it." Right? Which is this thing. This is the COVID-19. This is what it is. All 19 are right here.
Oh, to me, this is what I call the Verzi effect right on your neck. Uh-huh. And that's what that little thing right there, that's like booze. That's like, oh, you're going to have that fifth, you know, Manhattan. It goes right there.
Are you a drinker?
I'm a big drinker.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's the one thing, like, I can never give up booze. I don't care how
What's your booze of choice?
Beer, whiskey, tequila. I like it all, basically. Okay. You know, more.
Yeah. More. Speaking my language.
But I like whiskeys and rye and beer. And regular beer. Like, I put my name on a wall in Arizona. I drank like 400 beers in like 2 months. I broke the record.
Okay.
So now I've had every dark beer, every craft beer. Like, I just want a High Life or a Bud Light. Like,
that's it.
Because I want to drink 12 of them. I don't want to drink two and be full.
Yeah. No, I hear that.
Yeah.
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
Or Guinness. I do love a Guinness, though. Guinness, because I've had so many dark beers, and that's why Guinness is the best.
And why have bread when you can have Guinness?
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And I think Ozzy treats that as medicine. Remember, he gave it to his wife? She's, like, pregnant, not feeling well. Like, oh, have a Guinness. You're going to feel better. Like, Dr. Oz. He's the original Dr. Oz.
Who's running for senator in our great state. You know that.
Ozzy Osbourne?
No, Dr. Oz.
The second Dr. Oz. Can you imagine if Ozzy was running for...
That'd be amazing.
I had Schwarzenegger for two terms. That was the best. I voted for him twice, of course. He's Terminator. You got to.
Right.
Dr. Oz. Well, really?
Yeah. Wait, are you living in California now?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were still living in Pittsburgh.
No, I live in L.A. And honestly, I know nothing about... My life was so much better when I didn't know the name of any governor, including my own. Like, I don't pay attention to anything. But Dr. Oz is, I mean, he's everyone who doesn't have health care's doctor. Like, what's wrong with you? I'll find out at 4.
Yeah, he's actually running for the Senate in Pennsylvania.
Oh, is he a Democrat or a Republican?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. According to him, he's a Republican. According to the rest of the Republicans, he's
a rhino.
Not. He's a rhino.
Yeah. All right. Oh, is that what the term is? I'm sorry.
Republican in name only.
Right. Oh, look at that.
He danced once with Michelle Obama or something.
He danced with Michelle Obama. Who wouldn't dance with a hot black chick? Come on now.
Yeah, right.
He's just smart. Exactly. I want a dude that likes black chicks. I like that dude.
Well, no wonder you like Bill Burr. No wonder he's God.
Well, Joe Bartnick is appearing tonight at Helium Comedy Club. It's one show, 8 o'clock. Tickets are available at heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. It was a pleasure to look up to you this morning, sir.
Oh, John, I like how you make everybody stand at attention here. No seats for you guys. Be on your toes.
That's it. Stay awake.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.